Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. And I guess we should say the Tenkar's Tavern Discord server, too. So before I delve into the excitement of my gaming life, it really is exciting. I'm thrilled I mentioned this on the blog already. But I just want to go over a few little numbers that are interesting. We've broken 1,800 members on the Discord server. That is huge. Huge. I mean, last summer we were somewhere around, I don't know, 850, maybe 900. So we've doubled that number in, I don't know, 3/4 of the year or less. Yeah, less. Amazing. So if you aren't there already, the Tenkar's Tavern Discord server. We have gaming discussion throughout the day, but our real highlights are the hosted chats, voice chats. It's like live podcasts and similar to going to a convention and going to a panel with, you know, run by people in the industry. And instead of having to go to a convention, you can listen to it on your computer or you can listen to it live and actually participate in a lot of these. Ask questions via text chat. You can listen to them live on Tavern Chat, or you can catch them on as podcasts afterwards. Just, it's amazing what we can do with Discord now. Really, it's hugely eye-opening. Now, as for Anchor, as for this podcast, we are less than 500 plays from 100,000 plays. Again, I am stunned. Never thought I would do that in less than a year. Not thought I would do that in a number of years. So, again, thank you. On another front, yeah, it's like a bits and pieces episode. The Gold Piece Adventures, the Hobby Shop Dungeon Kickstarter from Ernie Gygax. That the latest update, people have said it was tone deaf or arrogant. It's a little bit of both. I'm probably going to do an in-depth critique of that Kickstarter, which is, I believe, 3 years overdue and not getting really much anywhere closer. So it's going to be like a do's and don'ts. It'll be primarily on a vlog side, but I'm sure I will do an abbreviated version for here on the podcast. Now, the excitement in my gaming life. I haven't gamed as a player in, I don't know, over a year and a half, I'm going to say. Partially my own fault. What happened was responsibilities, including uncle responsibilities, my niece staying over on the weekend, cut into my ability to show up with any kind of frequency. It was Saturday nights, and that was just rough. And then going on from there, once you're away from it for a bit, you come back, and now the system, although it's pretty much always ours that we were playing, I didn't know the campaign, didn't feel comfortable in the campaign. I was behind everybody. And then more responsibilities came up. So you have to step away again and then convention. And next thing you know, you just lost, man. You're totally out of it. So Tim Schwartz, he of Gothridge Manor, was like, yeah, dude, you need the game as a player. So you're going to game. He goes, I'm starting a new campaign. Be in it Monday night. So now that one, I had to miss the first session or two because I had interviews. But this Monday will be my my first time playing with Tim. First time, I think, playing as a fellow player with Joe the Lawyer and Hobbs. I think I've run games with Hobbs. I don't know if it was ever, you know, Jason Hobbs. I don't think I ever actually played with him as a fellow player. Same with Matt Jackson. So that's going to be exciting. And then this week, frickin' Jane Spahn. Dude, you want to play in a Swords of Wizardry complete campaign? Like, I'd love to, but I'm actually getting into a BX Essentials game on Monday nights, because it'll just be Sunday nights. I'm like, shit. Well, you know, I don't know if I can commit to every Sunday. It's rough. First, when you have another regular game, I've never done more than one regular game in a week. I know people who have. I haven't. I just don't think it's fair with family and all that stuff. But he's like, yeah, no, I was only thinking about every other week anyway. I'm like, oh, man, you really got me. He goes, yeah, well, you know, it's going to be, you know, Jim Wampler, Skeeter Green, Ian and Rocky from Silver Bullet. And I was like, dude, I got it. So here I am going from over the last, I don't know, at least 18 months, not having an opportunity to play as a player, although I've run games as a GM at conventions. I'm itching to get back and run games with as a campaign, using Swords and Wizardry Light or Continual Light, even Complete, or Far Away Land when the conversion actually officially launches. Oh, that will be fun. So, yeah, I'm itching to get back into running a game, but well, I'm not going to do that to one of these two campaigns or both of them run their course. So I'm probably 6 months to a year out of running up my own campaign again, but I guess that's okay. I'm just very excited that I am going to get to play as a player. I think I'm a stronger game master, stronger DM, because that's what I mostly do. But I have fun as a player, and I'm looking forward to it. You get to relax. I can drink beer as a player. I can't drink when I'm GMing. I can sit behind my desk and have a drink or two, or five or six. And you know, I'm at my desk. It's fine. You can't hear it, but my God, my Facebook messaging or notifications have been going off in this headset constantly because I guess what we're calling it, the frog group, a lot of us are related to the frogs in one way or the other, these notifications are going constantly because everybody's so excited and getting their characters ready, and it's great, the entry. And that's tomorrow night. We're kicking that one off tomorrow night. So, yeah. I'm, like, stunned. I'm in awe. And it's big. I swear to God, in the last minute or so, there must have been about a dozen pings in my headset. But I'm in awe. That's another one. Because not only am I getting a chance to get behind on the other side of the screen, I'm getting to be there as a player. I'm getting to be a player in two regular groups with some amazingly strong role players, game masters, people in this hobby. It's a blessing. It really is. So I'm very excited. And of course, I'll keep you all updated. You know, how could I not? And yeah, we still got lots of fireside chats. I think I got four next week. Damn, just realizing that. Four next week. Yep. All right. Well, on that note, I am going to bid all of thee adieu. We will, I think the next episode of Tavern Chat is going to be another fireside. And then we are going to, you'll probably get to hear an update from my gaming. Oh God, I'm happy as a pig in shit. All right, folks. On that note, be good, be safe, be healthy. God bless, and roll those dice well. Virtual or otherwise, I had to throw that in. But I'll be gaming virtually. I'll be gaming via Discord or Roll20 or Hangouts or whatever. And I love it. All right, folks. I will talk with you tomorrow. Be good. Laters.